Good morning, everyone. The podcast continues, and it's Steve's thought for the day. But just before I start, I want to just excite you a little bit, because tomorrow we start a new month. It's July the 1st. And what I've asked a few people to do, certainly for the first week of this month, is become one of my podcast people. So that means for at least the next week, you're going to be hearing from people, many of them part of Life Church, and just for 5 minutes, a little bit of their story. I've asked them a few questions, and you're going to be introduced to them through their answers to these questions. So from tomorrow, it's podcast people. But for today, let me just take your mind to a verse way, way back in the first chapter of the Bible. Genesis 1 verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. There's been so much talk over the years of us being made in the image of God. And for me, the message of Christ's salvation is put in one way, that if we carry the image of God in every human being, which I believe we do, then perhaps for many people it's been sort of gathering dust, it's been covered over, the cobwebs have hidden it in the corner. And we meet God and we welcome him into our lives, and it's as though, you know, his blower comes and just blows all that away, and the image of God is shining and seen. Every time I see a newborn baby, I think of the new birth that Christ offers. Every time I see an act of generosity, I think that that's replicating something of the image of God from people. But anybody reading the creation account in its original language would have decided that humanity represents God's statues on earth. You see, it was common for kings, powerful kings, to erect an image of themselves in various parts of the empire, particularly where they wouldn't be seen very often. And the statues of those reigning kings were a constant reminder to everybody who was the one who was the sovereign, the leader, the ruler. And the implication in the verse I've just read from Genesis is that humanity has been placed on earth as sort of God's statue, if I can put it like that. Hear me out. You see, to desecrate or deface one of these statues was considered the same as sort of like attempting to attack the leader, the sovereign, the king, in person. It was impossible to differentiate between the statue and who it represented. Throughout the Bible, there are verses that shout some of this at us. What about Proverbs 14:31? Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honours God. In other words, to oppress somebody made in the image of God is to effectively oppress God himself. The great commandment that Jesus describes as the answer to understanding and summing up the law and the prophets: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and strength. And the second commandment, to love your neighbour as yourself. That's in Matthew 22. So loving someone made in the image of God is effectively to love God himself. Wow. But there's another sort of level or layer of meaning to this idea of humanity, of God's statues. You see, in the ancient world, every god had a temple. And inside each of those temples was a statue of that very same god. And it wasn't known for a temple not to have a statue to represent the god who supposedly dwelt there. However, there's always a however, the Jerusalem temple didn't have any statues. That was rare, it was unusual. And the reason is that God does not need statues made out of stone, bronze, wood, or whatever material. Why? Because, you see, he has living statues that contain his breath, you and I. God's living statues clearly can see, can hear, can speak. God has made each one of us. And the Bible says it, the New Testament, to be his living statues in the world. Man-made replicas may be an offence, but the big thing about them is that they have no life in them. They can't love their maker. They can't enter into relationship with him. But we can. As God's living statues, we are created to be God's real presence in the world, filling the earth with glory and filling the earth with his presence. Living statues, imagine it. That's me and you. We are filled and energized by God's own breath, and our presence ushers in the presence of God itself. So today, recognize that you and I are God's agents of restoration in the world. A restored humanity restores humanity. Hey, let's be those living, breathing, Holy Spirit-filled representations of God across every city, across every shop, in every street, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, this morning, we just pray that we would receive that breath of your Holy Spirit that would just animate our lives. We don't want to be solid, fixed, unmovable, like those statues made out of stone, bronze, wood, whatever material. We want to be people who live out the life you've given us to live. So on this Tuesday morning, we pray that you would, as we breathe in, you would just fill us, that we might fill the world. And as you've restored us, we might go and restore humanity. Make a great day. See you tomorrow for day one of our podcast people. Carpe diem.